Open Hearts Art Center, an evocative name that brings to mind so many beautiful things. But when you learn what Open Hearts is all about, you realize that the name of the organization is only the beginning of the beauty. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. I spoke with Sally Williamson, one of the artists who works at Open Hearts, and I asked her to tell me a little bit about the organization and how it got started.
Well, Open Hearts is an arts-based day habilitation program for differently abled adults. It started back in 2005, and it's a day program, and we just do all different kinds of art projects. It's just a way for the students to be engaged, and they also engage with the community. They create art here, and then we get the art out to different businesses and galleries, and they get the same opportunities as other working artists. Some of the places where their art is hanging for sale right now is Rocky's Hot Chicken Shack, Neo Burrito, the City Bakery, Homegrown, the Woolworth Walk, and then we also have gallery shows. We had one at the Satellite Gallery, and then we have our big event coming up at Highland Brewing Company where students' work will be for sale.
I love that you don't say disabled. You use differently abled instead.
That's right. Our students have a variety of ability levels, and we have professional artists on staff here who are able to meet each student at their individual level of ability. And I really enjoy working with the students here. And someone once said to me, like, wow, you're really enhancing their lives. And I said, no, they're enhancing my life. I really feel like they have a lot to give, and the students are just a pleasure to work with, and they create some amazing artwork.
Oh, I'm sure it must be rewarding as well.
Definitely. Yeah, it's really rewarding to see growth happening, just to see students who maybe come in not saying a word, sitting in the corner, not very socially engaged, and then just to see them slowly begin to open up and to interact with the other students and the staff here, and just to be, some of the students get to the point, they start like that, and then they get to the point where they are just constantly talking, and they're just really excited about the activities that we're doing, and just like really alive and inspired. And so it's really rewarding to see that happen.
About how many students do you have there at any given time?
There are about 35 students right now. And some students come 5 days a week. Some students come on certain days. So we usually don't have all 35 here at the same time.
Do you have them in individual classes or do you work with them individually? How does it work?
Well, many of the students have one-on-one workers, staff members who focus on work with that student each day. And then there are other students who are just working in the group. So it's a little of both going on usually at all times.
Let's talk a little bit about the big event you have coming up Wednesday night. First of all, it's a benefit to fund the Boundless Art Program. What is the Boundless Art Program?
Sure. Well, last year we were given a very generous donation. We were given a van. It's a 15-passenger van, and now we're trying to generate the funding and the support to get the van out into the community, to get the students out, maybe to do some volunteer work in the community, to go to art galleries and see other professional artists' work, and even to go out and see where their work is hanging around town. So the Boundless Art Program is a program to just get the students out into the community more and get them involved in some of the things outside of our organization, outside of our facility.
Oh, that's wonderful. So the fundraiser is a student talent show.
That's right. It's on Wednesday coming up, and it starts at 6:30 to about 10 p.m., and the students have been practicing their numbers for the show. There will be costumes, there'll be singing and dancing, there will be food and beverages, there'll be guest musicians. Marshall Ballou is coming in from Johnson City, and also some members of Underhill Rose, which is the band that I play with. And then Viper's Dream is going to end up the show after the students have done their numbers Viper's Dream, which is a jazz band, is going to go on. We'll have a raffle, silent auction, and then also students' art for sale.
It sounds like a lot of fun, but in addition to being a visual artist, you're also a musician?
That's right. I play the upright bass with Underhill Rose, and I've heard you play some of our music on WNCW as well.
So, for those listening that would like to attend, are there a limited number of seats available, or will tickets be sold at the door?
We have tickets at the door, and come one, come all. We're hoping to make some new friends through this event, and we also hope that all of our friends and family turn out.
I hope you have a full house as well. And once again, this all goes to fund the Open Hearts Art Center's Boundless Art Program. It's at Highland Brewing Company Wednesday night, September the 19th, beginning at 6:30 p.m. It just seems to me that as an organization, you've all been pretty quiet about promoting yourselves.
We're taking steps now to get the word out more about the organization. That has been called to our attention recently, that there are a lot of people who don't know who we are and what we do. And it is a program where we want to reach out to the community and have the community be involved, whether it's through volunteering or through financial support or just through coming to our gallery openings and our fundraisers and seeing what we're all about.
Well, we're happy to do what we can here at the station. For more information about Open Hearts, there's a website at openheartsartcenter.org, and the phone number is 828-505-8428. Thanks so much, Sally Williamson, for telling us about the wonderful work you do there. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.